Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I'm your host here on Angels Are Near Us on BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide live internet radio. So we're airing from 8 to 9 p.m. every second and fourth Monday of the month. I want to welcome all of our listeners. We're here to bring you wonderful messages and information on the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. So on each program, I invite the angels and the archangels to be with us, to bring their loving guidance, support, and their blessings. They always remind me to let you know that we need to give them our consent to accompany us because we have our own free will, and the angels will not interfere in our lives, if we do not give them our permission. So we need to remember that. And I always invite them for the angel readings as well. And you can also go to my website for more information on the angels, which is angelsarenearus.com. So tonight, we'll be talking about essential oils in a minute. And we do have an invited guest. Her name is Krista Scranton. She's an expert on the essential oils. Before I do introduce Krista, I do want to give you some information on the angels. And today would be about connecting to your angels. You know, God and the angels know that we sometimes need, you know, that helping hand, mostly if we're experiencing challenging times. So here are some ways to connect to the angels. First of all, we need to set our intentions, and then we can ask our angels for help. First, you can begin, you know, with a simple invocation by calling in your angels and archangels, and ask them that they surround you and protect you and your home and your property, your loved ones, your family. State simply that you intend to only speak with your angels and guides. What you're asking for is what you are receiving, especially if it is charged with emotions, because your feelings are very important. Be open and honest. It's important to set your intention to the highest good always, knowing that whatever it is, your request will be granted. So in this way, you're asking your angels to be present, and they can provide learning and guidance to you. Angels can also help you clear and remove any blockages or past beliefs. So different ways of doing this. You can initiate a conversation with them by asking questions, and they will bring the answers, sometimes right away. You can do this simply by talking to them in silence or out loud. I usually do it even in my car when I'm driving home. And I find that when I talk out loud to my angels, it just feels so comforting. Sometimes I also hold a cell phone, like if I'm talking on the cell phone. So people think that I am talking on the phone, but I'm really talking to my angels. So that's a wonderful way to do it. If you want to, you don't see people looking at you if you're talking to yourself. Just call them. Call them, because with the angels you get 3 minutes. Then visualizing. You can visualize what it is you desire. You can see it. You can focus on it. The other thing is feeling. You feel whatever you desire. Your feelings are very powerful. And through prayer. Prayer is powerful and enables you to experience sacred communication with God and affirms your connection with the divine. So imagine the angels as extensions and divine emissaries of God. Your angels know you deeply and more personally than anyone else. You know that your guardian angels are always with you. They don't judge or shame us. They see the divine in each of us, and they're always compassionate and mere love to us. Their only purpose is to serve God through the help they provide to us. So angels are pure divine light, there to support us in our life mission. And another thing is writing a letter to your angels. You can always write a letter or a note with your questions, and then always leave room for their messages to come back to you. You can try to hear the responses and write what first comes to your mind. Pay attention to the quality of the responses, because you can recognize their answers when they are filled with love and compassion and wisdom. Angels' guidance is always real, true, and loving. And another thing is, excuse me, is being grateful. Having that attitude of gratitude is important. Being grateful is part of knowing that your angels will support you. And you thank your angels for hearing your petition, and you know that your request will be answered. Another thing to connect is also using essential oils, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And, you know, you can ask your angels to do some clearing work on you. Being cleared makes it easier for your conversations and communications with the angels. And with the support of essential oils, this raises your vibration to that God energy. And then another point would be also affirmations. Affirmations can change old beliefs and replace with new patterns. So always remember that affirmations are powerful and help you to affirm the life that you want and desire. What affirmations do is that they bring your thoughts back to that law basis. Always state an affirmation in a positive way. For example, you know, I am healthy, I am calm, I am balanced. Some affirmations that I'm going to give you a few right now, like, I am surrounded by angels now. I am surrounded by angels now. I accept the love from God and the angels. I accept the love from God and the angels. I am willing to receive help from heaven, and I accept it. I am willing to receive help from heaven, and I accept it. I call upon God and the angels to help and guide me. I call upon God and the angels to help and guide me. I am divinely guided. I follow my guidance in full faith. I know that God and the angels love me and guide me. I know that God and the angels love me and guide me. So these are just a few of affirmations. You can, you know, make your own. You can, you know, I love myself. I am loving. I am an abundant, loving being. So all of these affirmations will take you back to your love basis. So now let's talk a little bit about the essential oils. Tonight we're talking about the oils. And if you're looking for a spiritual help, this is a unique way that many have found helpful. Using the oils will help to open you to the possibility of receiving God's healing grace in your life. Now, in our busy lives, again, as I mentioned, we sometimes feel that need of a loving hand to help us clear our thoughts and lift our spirit. So the angels have said that sacred fragrances are an honoring of the gift of God present in your daily life. God has blessed the earth with all kinds of plants for our use. When you take the very essence of the plants, the essential oils, and you breathe them, or you place them on your body, or you take them within, you're accepting the gift of blessing from God. So we can match the attributes of the angels with the attributes of the oils, because both are able to regain our center and continue our journey in life. So today, those people who have a spiritual path recognize that the healing properties of the oils and create their own spiritual rituals for themselves and others using or applying these oils to their bodies with these healing substances. So, with this said, I would like now to introduce Kirsta Scranton, who is here tonight on Angels Are Near Us, to talk about the essential oils. Kirsta has been using the Young Living essential oils for several years now. She got started in essential oils to help herself feel better and to assist in emotional release. So along with the essential oils, Kirsta also practices pranic healing and has a second degree in Reiki. So Kirsta, welcome to Angels Are Near Us.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here. We're glad to have you here because I know that you know a lot about oils, and that's really very interesting. So let me start asking you, how did you get started with the oils, or what did you know about them?
I got started in oils by taking a class in feng shui. So during the feng shui class, the instructor brought up how essential oils are very good for moving energy and helping you with things. And at the time, I was really sad. just wasn't clicking right. So I figured, okay, I'll try oils. So I started by trying a few oils. I started out with two. One of them was Being Released. And Release oil helps you to emotionally release whatever emotions you're holding in. So I would apply Release, and then I used a couple others, purification to help purify my body, and eventually I started feeling better. And it was simple to do. I'd put the oils on at night before I went to bed, and I'd feel better. And since then, I have found out there's a lot more ways to use oils to help you feel better, and they're good for everything. I use them for cleaners around my house as well.
So what are the other different ways to use the oils?
There's a few ways you can do oils. You can ingest them.
You can take them. Okay.
So, for example, I put lemon oil into my water. And lemon is a great detoxifier. It works great on getting rid of petrochemicals. You could take a drop of lemon oil and put it on a styrofoam cup. And the one drop will dissolve a good portion of the bottom of the cup because, again, it detoxifies petrochemicals. I also use peppermint oil. I take peppermint oil.
And you could also drink that?
I could drink that. So instead of...
So they are healthy. It's like it won't harm us anymore.
No.
And organic oil from Mother Earth.
Right. So you do have to understand what the different oils are. There's some you can't ingest. But
okay.
For the most part, it's very clear about what you can take and not take.
How do people know what to take or which one to take?
I have a lot of books that I do. I have books on it.
Okay.
And then there's also other brochures that talk about it. And on a lot of the oils, they can tell you, on the bottles, they'll tell you if it can be ingested.
Oh, that's okay. That's good. So they know how to use it.
Yeah.
And then I was going to ask you about the quality. How do you know about the quality you're using?
So the quality, there's a couple of different things. So if you look on the bottles, a lot of the oils you'll go buy at some of the grocery stores and health food stores will say not to apply topically. Well, if an oil is pure, you can apply it topically. So you can take the oils and you can put them on your body. Not only can you ingest it, but you can put them on your body or you can diffuse it, which is spraying around the air.
Okay.
So the big thing about oils is they have to be certified as being a therapeutic grade. And the reason for that is the French have actually, a lot of the oils that I use, if we were in France, you'd have to get it through a prescription because they fully realize the medicinal uses of oils.
Yeah.
So they know that you can use lavender to heal burns, that you can use tea tree oil to fight bacterial or yeast infections or whatever else. So they've really come to realize that, so they give out prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to the pharmacy to pick up a bottle of pills, they give you some essential oils to use. So the French have come up with a standard, and it's called ASNOR, which is the Association of French Normalization Organization Regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So they will guarantee that it is therapeutic grade. What that means is the oil, the essential oils that you're using are from the first run. So, again, processing essential oil can be expensive, especially rose. You have to take so many rose petals to make rose.
I can imagine.
So the first press of the rose petals are what they would consider therapeutic grade. And then what some people do is they add just a little bit more new roses on it, and they keep pressing the old stuff.
Yeah.
So your quality goes down, and you're not getting all the true substance of the rose petals because the more you distill it, the weaker it is.
Wow.
So you got to be careful. So when you're going to these places, you don't know how many times they've pressed it. So you have therapeutic grade oil, you have food grade oil, and then you have perfume grade oil. And the perfume grade oils, all they care about is having the smell.
It's having the smell. So it's not is the quality is not the same.
Right.
So going back to the rose, I know that mostly all of the oils, because they're plant or herb based, that they have the healing powers.
Yes.
And I've heard that the rose has one of the highest quality.
Yes. Rose is one of the highest vibrating essential oils there is. And what I mean by vibrating is it has an electrical frequency.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So you can physically measure the megahertz. And Rose has one of the highest.
I've heard it's like 300 something.
Yeah, 320 megahertz. Right on. Right
oh
on.
My God.
And the higher the energy of the oil, the higher it brings up your energy. And the higher your energies you are, the easier you are to hear your spirit guides and angels.
Exactly.
So it helps get your body attuned to the right frequency.
Okay. And just so the listeners can know what we're talking about, because I know that we both know this, but when we talk about those frequencies, the human body has between a 62 or 68 megahertz, because they measure it by megahertz. So can you imagine the frequency of the rose? Is 320, you said, right?
Yes.
That is so high. And what would be like the other frequencies, like lavender? Are they a little bit lower?
They're probably a little bit lower. They're a little bit lower. I don't have the information.
But they're all usually useful for our bodies.
Right.
Like, it just raises our frequency.
Right.
I know that. The angels have said that it raises immediately your frequency.
And again, essential oils. So if you were to use like basil in your kitchen,
uh-huh.
fresh herbs, have a frequency of 12 to 40 megahertz.
Wow.
Dried herbs have 12 to 22. And then if you get into the oils,
mm-hmm.
you're running anywhere from 50 to 320 megahertz. And anything we could do to increase our energy vibration would be great.
Absolutely.
We're around so many chaotic frequencies from microwaves and cell phones and computers that we get scrambled sometimes. So messages get lost. You can't always hear the good messages.
So what would be, you said that we can take them or drink
mm-hmm.
the oils. What other different ways could we use the oils?
You can apply them on your body. A lot of times when you're first getting into oils, some of them they can feel like they're burning or they're strong,
mm-hmm.
Just based on being a higher frequency than used to, but you can dilute it down with a vegetable oil. And you can apply it to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet have all your reflex points on the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you apply the oils to the bottom of your feet, it's going all throughout all the bodies and it's hitting all those reflexology points. So you might not necessarily know where you're hurting,
mm-hmm.
but if you put the oil there, it'll know where to go.
Wow. And because they're detoxifying,
mm-hmm.
that really helps also
yes.
with any kind of disease that we have.
Yeah. And then the other place to put it on is your ears.
Ears?
Yeah. Your ears have all your acupuncture points in there.
Oh. So in the back of the ear. I remember that my mom used to say, like, put your little perfume in the back of the mm-hmm. ear.
Put your little pulse point
yeah.
back there. Get the smell out. I put it all over my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the ear, rub it around,
okay.
around the
because
edge of the ears.
The points
because of all the acupuncture points in your ears.
Perfect.
And your ears carry a lot of your emotions. It's an easy way to access your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'll do is if I find an oil that I do not like the smell of and I think, oh, it stinks, I will put it on my feet. Because when you don't like the smell of an essential oil, a good essential oil,
mm-hmm.
it means your body needs it. There's something that your body needs to use out of that oil. So the first thing you do is you put it on your feet. So I started using abundance oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, I wanted to increase my abundance.
Oh, that's a good one.
And prosperity. And I thought it stunk like rotten dirt.
Really?
Yes. So I knew right then and there that I wasn't attuning into the abundance frequency.
Oh my gosh! Well, you know, let me ask you, because I love all the oils. I use lavender. I use joy. You know, I use the lemon one, which I love, but I don't like peppermint. I don't know what it is with the peppermint. It's like, I'm not into peppermint a lot. What would that be like? I need to use it to get used to it, or probably put it, like you say, on.
I would start with your feet. Peppermint is a very good oil for digestion.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if there's
I've heard of digestion. That's true. I'm just not very attracted to it. But I guess the angels are wanting me to ask about it.
It helps with a lot of things. It helps with nausea. Peppermint is great for concentration. I will find that when I want to remember something, I'll take a deep whiff of my peppermint oil.
Okay.
And I'll remember what, and then I'll come back and I'll smell it again to remember it as well.
So maybe putting in a little bit of water.
Yes.
It helps, too, and
yes.
it doesn't smell as strong.
Yes.
Probably the smell
and,
I don't like a lot.
And if it's too heavy just to put in one drop, you could take a toothpick,
mm-hmm.
put a drop, and put the toothpick in your water.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still getting some of it. So the peppermint, one drop of the peppermint essential oil, is equivalent to 25 cups of peppermint tea. Mm-hmm. And again, it's so concentrated because you're taking the essence out of the plant and you're getting
yes.
right down to what it is.
Wow. What are your favorite oils?
Oh, there's so many of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my favorites is joy.
What is that made of?
Joy is made up of...
I know it's made of joy, but what's in it?
It has geranium in it,
uh-huh.
Rosewood, lemon.
Oh, it has the rosewood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mandarin, jasmine, Roman chamomile, bergamot oil, Lang Lang, palm rose, and rosemary. So it's a very uplifting smell. People who smell everywhere's perfume. I think that's why I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Since I got into essential oil,
mm-hmm.
I have such a hard time with chemical smelling perfumes that
mm-hmm.
I use my essential oils as a perfume.
So somebody would be maybe depressed or feeling down, the joy is just perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which other one do you think you could use?
I also love my white Angelica.
Oh,
white.
Sounds very angelical.
It is. It is. White Angelica has bergamot, geranium, myrrh, sandalwood, rosewood, Lang Lang, spruce.
What do you use that for?
I use it for protection.
Protection, yeah.
So you couldn't have said anything better about affirmations.
Absolutely.
I take affirmations and I program my oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having a hard time finding joy in little things when I first started with oils. So I would take my oil, and I would start with the bottle at the level of my navel.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring it up, and I would breathe it in one side of your nose,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd go to the other side,
mm-hmm.
and then I would do that 3 times. And so I could get the smell of joy programmed into my mind about what it smells like.
Wow.
And then I would take the bottle,
mm-hmm.
and I'd set it on top of my crown,
mm-hmm.
on top of my head, and on my crown chakra,
mm-hmm.
and I would program my oil by saying, I find joy in my heart in everything I do.
That's a wonderful affirmation.
Isn't it beautiful? And then what I would do is I would take a good smell of the oil again,
uh-huh.
again breathing, blocking one side of my nose, breathing in, blocking the other side of my nose and breathing in, and I program my joy. So now, anytime I smell joy, it has been attuned to that affirmation. So anytime I smell it,
absolutely.
If I can't even say my affirmation or I'm in a hurry and I'm wearing it as a perfume, I get a whiff of it, and it reminds me of that affirmation.
I love that. Well, that really brings me to that. The frequency of oils are affected by our thoughts. And I know that the angels have said that prayer raises the frequency level. So can you imagine if you use it with oil?
Yeah.
Affirmation is like prayer. So just using prayer, it's so powerful when you use both of them. And I've done it with my lavender, which I love.
And then the white angelica is, again, it's very protection. It has a frequency of protection.
Yes,
so,
like St. Michael protection.
So I have a bottle of it. I have a little spray bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I put about, it's probably a 2-ounce little spray bottle, and I put about 10 to 15 drops of the oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it by my front door. So every morning before I leave, I take my spray bottle and I squirt it over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I say I surround myself in the white light of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out the door. And it kind of protects me that way.
It gives you protection.
Yes. So it helps me consciously and go out the door.
It raises the vibration, definitely. It expands the protection because I love it. You use it with the angels and just saying your affirmation
mm-hmm.
and your prayer. So what do you think that... are the basic oils that people should use or can use, or it depends on each individual?
I think it depends on each individual.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say there's probably 3 oils that I keep in my house at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender's got so many great uses.
Well, tell us the properties of the lavender, because I know it has many.
Yeah. So some things that lavender is great for, it's the most versatile. Lavender is the mother oil. Is
oh,
the
really?
Best way I can explain it. If in doubt, use lavender oil. So if you don't feel right, whatever else, I always start with lavender
oil.
Yeah,
you never go wrong.
Mm-mm. No. So, it's relaxing. It can be used to clean cuts. bruises, skin irritation. And it helps you on a physical and emotional level. One of the things that I like doing with lavender is I know that we're all trying to get away from, we're trying to go greener on our
yes.
cleaning supplies
mm-hmm.
and stuff that we use.
Go green.
Yeah, so instead of buying a bottle of fabric softener,
mm-hmm.
I use a gallon of vinegar, white vinegar. And everyone's like, oh, your clothes are going to smell like vinegar instead of using fabric softener. Well, I add essential oils to it. So I take a gallon of vinegar, and I add about 30 drops of lavender to it, and I dump it in, and I don't have to spend the money on fabric softener now.
Wow.
So
and it smells like lavender.
It smells like lavender.
It doesn't smell like vinegar.
No.
That's
so
great.
Instead of...
That's a great tip on spending on fabric.
Yeah.
And then the chemicals also. You have
yeah.
to see about the chemicals
yeah.
that come in those softeners.
And then in chronic healing, we use a lavender and tree tree oil mix.
Oh.
And what that's good for is lavender's great about disintegrating negative energy.
Oh, and now that you mentioned pranic healing, what is that exactly?
Pranic healing is a hands-off healing method that you use your hands to clean your chakras and clean your auric field. And by cleaning out your auric field, where energetically disease and other things start, you can clear out a lot of the garbage, emotional release, and get all your chakras in a line to
mm-hmm.
be open to message, to talking to your spirit guides.
Divine guidance.
Yes.
And do you also use it in your practice in Reiki?
I use it in Reiki as well. Again, I one of the things in chronic healing we talked about is like you have all these massage therapists who their arms get tired and they start to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we talk about doing is making sure you energetically clean yourself. Because just as you can pick up somebody's negative energies very easily and not even realize it.
Exactly, yes.
So, again, by using the white angelica, you can protect yourself. But then by using the lavender, and the reason we add the tea tree is a great antibacterial. You can use it for whatever. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Antifungal, antimicrobial, everything. So you put those together, and then you use it as a spray, and you can clean your hands with it. So because even though you're cleaning somebody's chakra and you're not touching them,
uh-huh.
you're still moving the negative energies and the negative vibrations.
You're moving the energy. So you don't touch them. It's like not massage. It's just like
moving
the energy.
So it's like funny hand movements
and
in
you're
the air,
clearing them.
And you're clearing them.
Wow, that is very, very interesting. Well, I think we're going to go to a little break now, because if people want to start calling in to ask Krista any questions, and I'll be giving some angel readings as well, and maybe we can ask the angels what oil would be useful in your life right now. So let me give you the numbers to call before we go on break. That's 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. That's a worldwide number. So please call NBBS Radio. We're on Angel Hour Near Us. This is Linda Torres, and we will be back in about 2 minutes.
BBS Radio.
Hi there. We're back. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us. So I think we have a caller online. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this? What's your name?
Is it me? This is Casey.
Casey, hi, how are you? Do you have a question?
Yes, I was interested in an angel reading, I guess, whatever you saw. And I love essential oils, and I use them myself. So I was wondering which ones I should be really working with, as you mentioned.
So the first one that came out, I have to tell you, because this one just came out very fast. Mm-hmm. This is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is talking, you know, Kuan Yin is an ascended master. And she is talking about letting go. There is something that you need to, in your life that's going on, that you need to get released. So we're talking about release, we're talking about clearing. So I feel that anything that could be clearing, Kirsta, you can tell me, clearing, we were just talking about probably lavender. How about, I don't know, do I feel a little bit of lemon?
I was thinking lemon. That was one of the first things.
That's what the angels are saying, lemon. And there's a lot of work you need to do also on doing affirmations. Okay, did you hear when I was talking about affirmations? How you can also raising your frequency. As you do the affirmations, you are releasing those old patterns, and that's what the angels are also. They're also talking about the law of attraction, how you can manifest whatever you need to manifest in this time. And you need to follow your heart a little bit more. So what I heard for you was lavender and lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using any oils right now?
Yes. I tend to gravitate towards rose. I have it in a mix with jojoba oil and germanium. Rose germanium, I guess it is.
Well, it's very good for working with mother issues.
You need to really breathe them, inhale them.
And when you inhale them, there's something that a lot of people don't realize is that you want to breathe them in by blocking one nostril and inhaling, and then blocking the other nostril. It smells different. The oil will smell different based on whatever side of the nose you're breathing out of, amazingly. So by doing that, you really allow your right and left brain to process the smell.
Uh-huh. Is there a certain amount of time to do that? How many? You just keep alternating back and forth for a few minutes?
I alternate back and forth. I do it about 3 times, and it probably takes me less than a minute, especially when I'm in a hurry. But I would really program your rose oil.
I'm sorry, what with the rose oil?
I would program your rose oil that you're using. I would program it to help you with some joy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say an affirmation. You could breathe it in and then put it on your crown chakra and then say whatever affirmation you want to use with it. And that'll really help anytime you smell it to bring that affirmation out.
Yeah. Because there's also some releasing she's doing. But
yeah.
breathing also is very important. Archangel Raphael is with you, and he's helping you right now with your breathing and just trying to breathe in the love and just let go of the fear and release it. Okay?
Okay. I'll try that.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
God bless you.
I'm enjoying the show. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was interesting. So please call in 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. We're here to answer your questions, and the angels are awaiting to give you any kind of messages. So while we had another caller, Kirsta, I think you did tell us how you started using the oils, but have you seen really great benefits, or what have you seen that you found much more interesting in just using them, or more healthier?
I have noticed becoming a healthier person as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with a lot of emotional issues and cleared out a lot of emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about oils is they're very subtle. So it can work through issues and clean things out without you always realizing it. You know, it's kind of like it's step by step, the same way all these issues were added onto you. So it takes layers off. And it's really changed a lot of who I am.
I know that when I use my lavender, I do have the joy. And lemon, I love lemon. It just brings a sense of well-being. And that's what they are, exactly. You know, it maintains that state of vital well-being in our lives, which is great. Hello, who's calling?
Yes, hi, this is Georgia.
Hi, Georgia. How are you?
Linda? I'm fine.
Good.
And you have a wonderful show tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad. You have a question or you want your angel reading?
Yes, I would like to know, if I could, how many angels I have with me at all times. Or do we just have one? And are they related to me?
You have four angels. You have your guardian angel, but you also have these other angels, which are helpers. And let me tell you that they're just so happy to be around you. You can call on any number of angels at any time, let me tell you. You're really receiving so much gifts from God. It's like they're saying, you know, Georgia, we're here with you. We're trying to help you in everything that you're doing. I don't know if you're working on something new or some kind of project that you're interested in, but you're a real leader. I'm hearing that you're a real leader. You need to bring out those leadership skills. It's time for you to assume that power and guide others lovingly, because that is one of your missions.
And that is what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I'm not one to, others think I force myself on them, but I'm not one to interfere with others, even though I try to make them kind of see. But I do relate to more than one angel.
Absolutely, you're working with a lot of angels. And I think that also one of the oils that can help you is joy, because, you know, angels love, we're in that happy mode. And they're saying that they love your humor, they love your enthusiasm that you have. And you need to take charge of the situation that you're in, so don't let anybody, you know, put you down in any way. You can do it in a loving way, your leadership.
Yes, and I do.
I think joy would be a wonderful oil for you.
I would agree with that. And then I would, I think also something to ground. So any of the, like, spruce.
Cedarwood, all right?
I was just going to go cedarwood. Cedarwood would be phenomenal. And that would really help.
Yeah, I do use that. I love essential oils, and I do use them all the time.
Remember to use them, as Krista said, to apply them, you know, in any part of your body, in your ears.
Correct.
So, and then I would diffuse. I diffuse the cedars and the spruces and the pine oils much more than I put them on. So I also
put them in my humidifier sometimes.
That's perfect. Because
when I know the company is coming, I do that.
No, absolutely. And the angels have said that, you know, that since it raises also the vibration in your home and your home environment, it's absolutely wonderful that you apply that in your home, because it raises the whole vibration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad I'm doing it correctly. Okay.
Your home. You're really blessed, Georgia.
Thank you. And I wanted to ask Krista, if I could, tell her, does she ever use essential oils on animals and birds?
Oh, yes,
we didn't talk about our pets.
Yeah, my dog has a torn ACL in his back knee, and because of that injury, he's developed arthritis. So we go out for walks, and they tell me he's had a bad day, and he'll lay down, and I'll go grab I'll grab three bottles of oil, and he'll just lay down, and he'll give me that look like he purrs, kind of purrs like a cat, kind of thing. So I will start with lavender, and I will drop lavender. I'll hold the bottle about 2-3 inches above his knee, and I'll drop it on.
Aww.
And then I'll rub it onto his knee. And then I'll take whatever oil, you know, you'll get oil. I'll take
absolutely.
That oil, and I'll rub it on the pads of his feet.
Oh, absolutely.
And I put it on the pads of his feet. And then I'll come back with peppermint oil, because peppermint's great at inflammation and people who
and
have
And that helps him, yeah.
And I put some more of that on. And then I use another oil on top of it called Panaway.
Hmm.
And I put that on, and he's good to go. He loves it. The minute I get the oils and they're not for him, he gives me this look.
So using on your pets, George, is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I did use it the other day, last week, on a guinea chicken. I kind of accidentally stepped on her. I didn't mean to. And then the next day she was totally black and blue and couldn't walk. So I used the frankincense and almond oil. And the next day she was up and eating. And within 4 days, there's no black and blue on half her body. All of it was gone, and she's up walking like nothing ever happened.
And that was a very good thing to dilute it down in almond oil. A lot of animals or babies or even yourself.
Yeah. Well, she's only 7 months old, so, yeah, I thought I'd better dilute it down. And I didn't use it very strong, like 5 drops in the whole oil thing.
Yep.
And how many times?
But it works great.
Several times. And frankincense is a great one for healing. That was a good choice.
Great.
Georgia, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you, and it's an excellent show tonight. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. God bless you.
You too.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Georgia.
So our phone numbers again are 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. This is Angels Are Near Us. We're talking about oils. Hello, who is it?
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Well, I'm wondering, who are the angels that are working with me?
Who are the angels?
Yes.
When we talk about who are the angels, are you saying, like, who is your guardian angel?
Well, how are they different than the two ascended master teachers who helped me?
Okay, because I'm going to tell you right now, you have archangels working with you. You have Raguel. Raguel says that everything is in divine order at this time. There's a lot of clearing that they want you to do, so that's clearing with the oil. This would be Archangel Jophiel. And you know the Ascended Master that's with you right now is Saint Germain.
Oh.
And let me, Saint Germain relates to lavender. Because
yes.
I know that I have read his story, and just lavender is that resonance. With his magic and his healing. So Saint Germain is with you working right now.
Wonderful.
You also have Archangel Chaniel. And so there's a lot of changes going on in your life right now?
Oh, yes,
much transition. That's what I'm feeling. So there is a transition. Chaniel's talking about maybe a job transition, something that you want to do, and that is a blessed change.
And do they have a message for me at this time?
Your message right now is to get rid of this. You need, there's an energy around you that needs to be cleared.
Is that another male energy?
Because it's, excuse me?
Is that a male energy, a man?
I don't feel a male energy. I just feel that there's a clearing that you need to do of negative energies.
Okay, negative. What would that be?
That would be, you know, what I'm feeling is that, not that it's any evil thing, I want to clarify that. I'm just feeling that it's a negative energy that you have absorbed, and I think we were talking about a little bit while ago, where we pick up energies, and you have picked this up from other people, from other environments, and that's what you need to clear right now. And Jophiel, when she talks about getting rid of clutter, she also talks about clutter in your home, but clutter in your own aura, in your own energy. So maybe using the oil for the clearing would be?
I would use lavender. And then the other thing I would do to help cleanse and just clean yourself, I would take a salt bath.
Okay.
And what you do is I just buy the Costco big bags of salt, and I'll throw a good couple cups of salt in the water,
mm-hmm.
and I'll sit in the water. I'll throw in some lavender oil
because mm-hmm.
lavender's great at getting rid of negativity as well. And I'll sit in there for the tub for about 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
When I'm out of the when I let the water drain out, and then I will shower. I'll shower off whatever's on there so I get the salt off me. But I can tell how much negativity I have around me based on the color of water. It'll go really cloudy. But I add enough salt, so there's always a little bit of salt.
Okay, and say a half a tub of salted water, how much lavender, how many drops would you put in?
I put in 2 to 3. Sometimes I go more than that. It depends on how much I want to smell like lavender the next day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could put four or five. I'm hearing 4 or 5. And when you do that, Linda, ask the angels to be around you to clear, to help you. Jophiel can help you clear because that's what she does. And then call in Saint Germain.
Okay.
And Saint Germain clears away all kind of negativity.
And
because that's what he does.
And ask to do that. When I sit in the tub, I say I'm going to release any negative energy.
And ask to release it.
Yeah, and it'll go into the water and it'll be gone. And then
it'll be gone right after. Right, when you're out of the tub, you're just ready.
So I probably dump about 4 to 5 cups of salt in the water with me. I'm trying to think of how big. I just scoop it out and I throw it in.
Perfect.
What about clay? Does that work as well, like bentonite clay?
It works okay. The best thing about salt is that it helps. It has negative ions, so it helps collect all the crap we release and get rid of it. I even keep buckets of salt water around my house.
So I think the salt is good for you, Linda.
And then you could either go to the Dollar Tree and pick up a dollar. They have those big things of salt.
Yeah.
That, you know, mm-hmm. They have sea salt actually in a little shaker.
The sea salt. I think the sea salt is really good too.
So I would do that.
Yeah,
the dead sea salt is a good one.
Yeah,
it's a very good one.
I'm wearing joy. I love it. The joy essential oil is so
amazing. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Now, I just had one question on the negative energy. Is that something of my own doing, possibly?
No.
Or is it
not? They're not that you do it. You just pick it up because you're sensitive.
Right.
You have a lot of sensitivity, and you just pick it up. So all you have to be doing is you have to be clearing and clearing and just being aware that you can clear it yourself.
Yep.
Right.
And you know, you'll just get used to having that awareness. Like Krista was saying, like, you know, spray yourself before you leave your home. Come back, and also it's very important when you enter your home to spray yourself, because when you enter your home, you're bringing in sometimes these energies. And the angels, what they do is they clear you. As soon as you enter your home, you know, you're in your temple, you're in your house, and you can clear it right there. Mostly the entrance of your home is very important.
Yes, because I was connecting dearly with someone that I'm having to create boundaries with, and I'm wondering if that might be an energy that is invading my mental, emotional space.
As long as you feel, if you feel it, then follow that guidance.
Yeah.
Because you are picking up something. It's from the environment, it's from other people. But if you're fearing yourself, you know, you'll be protected mostly. Ask the angels to protect you.
And then the other thing is...
Yes, I'm pretty much a solo flight right now, so it's not, you know, it's pretty easy to kind of, there aren't that many variables. But anyway, I'll be clear.
Yeah.
I love what you've said so far. It's just very inspiring.
So Kirsten's doing some clearing for you.
I guess this is they're cording you or they're...
It feels
like cording. So you got some negative cords, which if you take a salt water bath...
But that's what I was saying, the salt water will change.
Yeah.
And Saint Germain helps you cut those cords. And Saint Michael, Archangel Michael.
Yes, and putting our consciousness there. And it's like my high self already knows this. You're helping remind my small self, so I appreciate it deeply.
So just for the reminders, you know, and Saint Germain came out very strongly, but Archangel Michael, you know, that always helps us with our negativities, and he'll cut the cords immediately.
And is Metatron there?
Just ask him. I don't have Metatron. I had Michael, Neil, and Jophiel, and Saint Germain.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda, for calling in.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks.
God bless Bye-bye. You.
Bless you, too.
Bye. Okay, well, this has been so interesting, Krista. Our numbers are 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. And talking a little bit more about the properties of the oils, I remember that I was also learning with one of my mentor teachers, Janie Feldman, I think you know her. She was talking about the frequency of the angels and how important it is to inhale, because I love to, you know, to inhale and smell my oils, because the nose is wired differently from our other senses. Isn't that true? It carries so many different molecules that it goes directly to our brain. The nose is connected like directly to the brain, so it can just release so many repressed emotions, anything that we have.
Hugely. So the minute you start smelling, it penetrates the limbic system, which is basically where we store our emotions. It's all our old programming. It's our fight and flight. It's all that information that we store back there. And a lot of times we think we've worked on these, and we haven't.
And we haven't until we notice.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
What's your question, Jackie?
I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you. What's your question?
I was wondering what angelics you're finding around me.
Okay. So I have Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel is the Archangel of courage. She works also as Archangel Michael does. She releases any kind of negative energy around us. She's asking you for courage. She's giving you courage because there's something that you need to step forward in doing right now. I know that there's some changes going on, but there's several very positive things. As she's asking for courage, there's also, she came out as the same Archangel who's saying there's some prosperity coming into your life, a lot of prosperity.
A lot of prosperity?
Prosperity's coming into your life. She wants you to know that your material needs are being met, and there's just some things also in clearing that you need to work more on your intuition and follow that intuition and follow that guidance.
Wow.
How do you sense that?
I wonder what it is. I made a transition into a new home, which I love very much, and I think it's a very special place.
Mm-hmm.
And but my life has been very busy, because of myself, I've not been on the same spiritual path in the same way that I had in the past, and I think this house is going to help me open back up the doors of perception, if you will.
There's a feeling a lot of positive energy where you are. Your environment is good, but also practicing a little bit of clearing just so you could be more aware of how you can connect with that spirituality, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working in? Do you work with children?
Grandchildren.
You're close to children? You have that ability, the angels are saying, to connect very deeply with children.
Yeah, I do. I really
and
do.
Being in this environment, you have the opportunity right now to be connected with the children, because these kids that are growing right now in these times, a lot of them are indigo and crystal children. And you have that connection with them, and you can really guide them, divinely guide them. So that's where a lot of your courage is coming in also.
Okay.
So have you been using any kind of oils?
I use a rose oil.
Oh, perfect.
Which beautiful.
Is a really high vibration for me.
Yes. Have you smudged your house since you've moved in there?
I did one what do you call that?
Did you...
smudging. I did one smudge when I first moved here. But to tell you the truth, I have this really strong stream not on the property. And I think it's a very sacred land. and I think there's a lot going on here.
So you know, that's what I was.
Cleansing would probably be good.
I would smudge, and then I would go through and bless your rooms with the rose oil.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very healing place where you are. It's very positive, but exactly, I would bless everyone just to keep it more protected.
I would just bring in more angels.
Bring more angels in, more of the angelic protection.
Just not that the people who lived there before were. I would just clear out the rest of their energy, and it's smudging. And I think some of your busyness will help go away. It'll help you get more grounded.
Yeah, because that's why she's feeling that busyness, and you need to a little bit more to stay still. Stay still and listen to the guidance, okay? You need to open up more your intuition because you are intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh. Right. Now, Jackie, the smudge with the oil, would I put the oil onto the smudge, or would I create like a paper smudger, you know, dipped in oil? Or
I would smudge first, and then I would come back after you're done smudging. Make sure your windows are open. A little bit of a window to let all the smudging out. You want to let that gotta go out somewhere. So open up your door, your window. And then I would take your rose oil, and I would do two things. You have two choices, I guess. You could put it in distilled water, and you could spray it around the house.
Okay.
And I would do it that way. And the other thing I would do is I would take, I don't know if you have, like, air vents.
Yes.
But I would put a cotton ball with the oil on it and put it in your air vent.
That's a great idea.
And that'll help get it through the house.
It'll go through all the house.
Yeah.
And that'll be even faster.
Yes. Yep.
And recently I bought...
Thank you so much. I'm getting a little bit out of time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you so much.
I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I just want to, time flying tonight with Kirsta here. Is there any number that they can call you, or how can people contact you for more information?
If people want more information, they can contact me through my email.
Mm-hmm.
My email is KLScranton, KLScranton, at yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's KL Scranton. So that's KLScranton at yahoo.com. And this is Krista Scranton, and she knows a lot about essential oils, so any kind of information, you can contact her. Well, this has been a great evening. I want to thank all of our listeners for being here tonight. This is Angels Are Near Us, and we're on the second and fourth Monday of the month. This is Linda Torres, and I hope to talk to you soon, and I hope that you listen to our next program. Until next time, may God bless you, and may the angels always protect you. Thank you. Good night.